Integrator Central, Technical Breakthrough Advisory, Project Encephalographic Access, Clearance Top Secret. Summary: a large deposit of the crystalline substance known as cristallobite was located south-southwest of Dinundra a fortnight previous. So far, investigation indicates that bifringement reflective properties show considerable promise for psi intrusion, manipulation, and communications applications.
The ledge was precariously slippery and narrowed to only a decimeter wide before it reached the niche, Krina holding her breath as she edged along. One leg slipped, her foot touching the water. The scramble for balance which followed a mad tangle of arms and legs that ended with a tremendous splash. Knowing she'd certainly betrayed her location, Krina felt her way beneath the water to behind the falls where she surfaced, startled and gasping for air. She wiped her eyes and listened, any indication of her predator's presence obliterated by the thundering of tumbling water. Senses tuned, she pondered climbing inside the niche when a telltale yellow reflection crept across the falls. She sucked in a hasty breath and lowered beneath the surface, the fall's tremendous roar now an eerie gurgle. Distorted by the huge conglomeration of bubbles where the falls broke the surface, the yellow blur moved from side to side, then remained in place for what seemed like forever as her hungry lungs strained. Her mind raced. Capture and drowning scoring equally. Darkness enclosed her like a shroud. Decisions deadlocked when Devon's voice exploded in her mind.
Krina, where are you? Are you okay? No, I'm in the bottom of the pool with three commandos a meter away. They're all over. I need to breathe and I don't know if I dare.
In the pause that followed, the sound of distorted voices echoed above her. The mumbles continued another long moment, then retreated. Carefully, she hauled herself to the ledge and crawled into the niche where she huddled as far back as possible, Thyron cradled on her lap.
Devon, I'm out, in the niche. Did you get Thyron? Yes. Good, we're on our way to the tank. Go ahead and imagine yourself there.
Dirk had told her how he and Wynn had teleported numerous times by creating a psi link to the tank, though she'd never had reason to try it. With no other choice, she hugged the vegemal to her chest and willed herself there. She opened her eyes a moment later, knowing that still hearing rushing water was not a good sign. As he stared outside, racked by premature grief, a ghostly purple haze formed above the ground about a few hundred meters away, at first seeming no more than another air pocket traumatized by cold. It gathered intensity and crept outward, the brightening glow an apparent chemical reaction or energy field. The location was where he thought the think tank should be. The wave continued its radial motion, edge aglow as it swept frozen ground. He nudged Wynn and pointed towards it.
Hey, what's that?
Wynn straightened in his seat and scowled, reaction abrupt and decisive. He throttled to full power without even taking time to warm up the vector discs.
We're out of here, man.
Dirk gripped his seat as the vehicle screeched in protest, then entered a sharp climb and banked toward Apaka.
What is it?
There's only one thing I know that moves like that.
What?
Radiation from a laser-ocular weapon. I'm sorry, man. I'm really, really sorry.